Today on Impact for Living, founder, sports and business leader, and pastor Scott Whitaker will challenge you to reach your God-given potential and impact, which you were created to have with and for Jesus Christ in the world. Now, here's Scott with today's message.
This morning, I want to read from two passages out of Exodus chapter 14. First, verses 1 through 4. Then the Lord said to Moses, quote, "Tell the Israelites to turn back and encamp near Pi-Hahiroth, between Migdol and the sea. Pharaoh will think the Israelites are wandering around the land in confusion, hemmed in by the desert, and I will harden Pharaoh's heart, and he will pursue them. But I will gain glory for myself through Pharaoh and all his army, and the Egyptians will know that I am the Lord." Close quote. So the Israelites did this. And then out of Exodus, also chapter 14, verses 13 and 14, one of my favorite passages in the Old Testament. But Moses told the people, "Don't be afraid. Just stand still and watch the Lord rescue you today. The Egyptians you see today will never be seen again." And then verse 14, "The Lord himself will fight for you. Just stay calm." So, what is it you're worrying about today? Aren't we all worrying about something? Maybe it's something beyond our ability to deal with and resolve. Maybe it's something pushing us out of our comfort zones, feeling like we're out of control. Something like an unexpected injury or illness or a knock at the door with news that opens up a new world of worry for our families and friends. Maybe it's a child who's struggling to find their way, a sick loved one, trying to meet the expectations of the world again and again and again, where all of a sudden life just seems out of control, uncertain about what the next hour, day, or days will bring, and we don't know what to do. And too often, our response is what? To worry. Despair and depression find their way in and it begins to imprison us, robbing us of the joy God intends for us with him in our lives and in control. French philosopher Jacques Rousseau pointed that out when he says, "In God, man was born free, yet everywhere he is in chains." Worry tends to do that to us. It leads us to despair and hopelessness. It has been noted that it is the top addiction and number one joy stealer in the world. The last few weeks, we were looking at the life that we were meant to live by a focus on him, on God, which moves us past the things that tried to hold us back from the life that God created us to live. A focus on him which embraces the important things in life, like knowing God and trusting him for the steps ahead of us with him in the lead. But then, you know what happens. Worry grabs us at times by the throat when something we never saw coming hits us full in the face and we lose that focus. And our focus is turned to what the object of our worry now is. Whole days go by that we miss because we're bound up in worry and a sense of lostness, often because of something we can't control, change, or fix on our own, something that keeps us awake at night or prevents us from going to sleep at night, something that doesn't get better. And so we continue to worry rather than trust. We've looked before at Moses and his relationship with God, which gave him the courage to press on despite dealing with the worrying, whining Israelites and some difficult circumstances that he and they faced when God appointed him to lead his children. We saw that no matter how bad things looked at times, Moses believed God was there and would always carry the day. He couldn't do it all, and so he kept anchoring and re-anchoring himself in the God who always lifted him above the stuff that was all around him. His role was clear. Moses understood his role, and he knew he wasn't God, but he knew God. Didn't just know of God, he knew God. Moses believed the words which God had shared with him, and we read earlier, which he shared with the Israelites that God had led to freedom out of Egypt. "Don't be afraid," Moses said. "The Lord himself will fight for you. Just stay calm." And when Moses had done all he could do, when he had gotten to the end of himself, He knew God could and would do more. Perhaps things he never thought or dreamed of. And he knew that he needed to leave room for God to do what God does. And of course, we know what God did to help them get through the Red Sea. Moses knew God's role, and he knew that his role was to know and trust his God. Maybe you're at a place right now where you can't see the way out or you can't see the way ahead. No matter what you do or how hard you try, you can't see it. Maybe you don't think that God sees you where you are, and he doesn't know what you're facing and how you're feeling, but my friends, he does, and he will remain right there with you, right where you are, and right where he may want you to be, always with you. So maybe, wherever we are, we should change our focus from worrying about finding a way out or trying to fix or figure it all out to instead focusing on what God can and will do and how he will be glorified through whatever we're going through. Listen again to verses 3 and 4 in chapter 14, this time from the Message translation, as to what God told Moses. Quote, Pharaoh will think the Israelites are lost. They're confused. The wilderness has closed in on them. Then I'll make Pharaoh's heart stubborn again, and he'll chase after them. And I'll use Pharaoh and his army to put my glory on display. Then the Egyptians will realize that I am God. Close quote. And that's what happened. God knew what was going on. It even seems that he set the whole thing up. God's children in the desert, blocked by the Red Sea, Pharaoh's army coming to either kill them or bring them back to Egypt, scaring the Israelites half to death as a part of God's plan. But in that, he would demonstrate his power, and they, the Israelites, would turn back to him, all for their good and his glory. What might happen to your perspective, in my perspective, to our perspective, in whatever we face, or how we're feeling about ourselves, if we knew God and his Son and embraced the idea that maybe, just maybe, God sees us and has us right where he wants us. And no matter what, we can always trust him. Well, I suspect if that were the case, that our whole outlook would change. Common peace would begin to set in. Our outlook would change from pessimism to possibility, remembering that God has always been with us, is still with us, and knows where we are with him. In his book, Role of a Lifetime, by our friend James Brown, he shared this moment from the civil rights movement in our nation. Quote, on December 1st, 1955, in Montgomery, Alabama, a lady named Rosa Parks refused to move to the back of a public municipal bus. That's all. She refused to give up her seat in the front to a white man, as a local ordinance required. She didn't hit anyone. She didn't curse at anyone. She just didn't move. And as a result, she was arrested. Her arrest led to a year-long nonviolent boycott in Montgomery, which eventually led to a change of the ordinance, and it was the beginning of the civil rights movement. Close quote. Imagine yourself in that situation Rosa Parks found herself in. It took courage. Do you think she was afraid for her safety, worried for a time, uncertain of what would happen to her? My guess is yes. But she knew God. She didn't just know of God, she knew God. And her focus was not on herself. Instead, it was on her belief that God was right there with her and God would do good for her and through her right where she was. Instead of worrying about where she was going to come out on the other side of this bus ride, if there was a bus ride, her focus was on the eternal driver of her life, her God. He was the driver of her life, and on what her God would do and how God would be glorified in that moment. She knew and trusted him. That was her role. An eternal moment in the history of this great nation, and Rosa Parks was a part of it. She believed and trusted that God was right there with her, and all that occurred in the years ahead was for her good, our nation's good, and all for God's glory. And those Israelites sitting on the shores of the Red Sea, they believed again that God was with them and had them right where they were. It's the same with us. God is with us, has us right where he wants us, always for our good and for his glory. So, why not end the worry that tends to consume us by changing the focus from ourselves to God and on the exciting possibilities of what God can do and how he will be glorified by all that he will do. And get the roles straight and keep them straight. God is God. That's his role. We are not God. And so our role is to accept and know him and to trust him. So when surrounded by the Red Sea on one side and the onrush of Pharaoh's chariots on the other, or whatever difficult moments you or I may find ourselves in today or in the future, let's not ask how we can deal with or fix this, but instead, remembering God is there, ask, what will God do here? How can God use me here? And how will God be glorified in this? My friends, today and always, God knows where you are. Is there with you, ready to do all he needs to do with us and through us? Our role for the rest of our life is to know and trust God for our eternal good and all for his glory. Always. Let me pray for us. Father, thank you for this time together. Thank you for the reminders. Thank you for Rosa Parks and how you used her and were with her. Thank you for Moses and the Israelite children, what you did through their lives. Lord, thank you for the reminders, not only of their lives, but so many others that remind us that you're there for us, that we're your children, that you created us, you've got us, you love us, and you're moving forward in life with us. Help us, Lord, to remember that we are not you, but you've got us. And you can do whatever you want and will do for our good through us and beyond our abilities. So thank you for that. And we just claim that, all that you will do with us, through us, and for others with your guidance. Thanks for loving us. In your son's precious name we pray. Amen and amen.
We hope that Scott's message today has challenged and encouraged you. Thank you for being with us, and be sure to join Scott and Impact for Living next week for another faith-filled message focused on God's plan and purpose for your life.